We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Australia will develop unmanned submarines and purchase upgraded missiles to boost the Navy's warfighting capability as it maintains peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific. Defence Minister Peter Dutton will today announce the $2 billion investment. The US and UK are already well advanced in their pursuit of similar uncrewed vessels, which Australia could use to bridge a capability gap until its nuclear-powered submarine fleet is built in the coming decades. The recent security pact signed between Beijing and the Solomon Islands has pushed national security to the fore of the federal election, amid fears China's expansion in the Pacific poses a significant risk to Australian interests. And to stay across the story, you can with a subscription at heraldsun.com.au or download the app. Collingwood's initiated mandatory cultural awareness training for its members, including a series of off-limits expressions that are deemed offensive to Indigenous people. The club says the sessions have helped improve behaviour as it attempts to promote cultural change as part of the Do Better report. The education sessions include what the club calls no-go zones or zero-tolerance areas, with specific reference to numerous words that are offensive to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Collingwood said on Wednesday the cultural awareness training had been part of a whole club attitude to learning about race. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A mother allegedly stabbed to death by her university lecturer husband begged neighbours for help as she fought to survive. The Herald Sun can reveal 35-year-old Chen Cheng was trapped inside her Croydon North home and died near her back gate, which she ran to in a last-ditch attempt to escape her alleged killer, Deakin University academic Adam Brown. The back gate was eventually opened and a neighbour desperately tried to save Ms. Cheng before paramedics arrived. New details of the horrific alleged murder come as the Herald Sun can reveal a dispute over childcare preceded Ms. Cheng's death. And a preliminary investigation's been launched into the leaking of a damning interim report into corruption within the Victorian ALP. Interim findings of the IBAC report, which found wrongdoing and the likely misuse of publicly funded staff across Labor's factions, were last week leaked before a final report is tabled in Parliament. Former Minister Adam Somurek asked the Victorian Inspectorate to investigate the leak. Mr. Somurek, who is central to the probe, has said he believes IBAC leaked the report and other sensitive information. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au and we'll be back tomorrow with another update.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.